This week's ministry update by President and founder Ralph Drollinger from Capital Ministries is entitled New Ministries Launched from Bucharest to Alabama. Ministry leader candidates travel from as far as Peru and Romania and as close by as the United States of Tennessee and New Jersey for the Capital Ministries Spring Training Conference last week. To ready new ministry launches, ministry leader candidates gathered in Denver, Colorado, May the 17th to the 20th, for seminars to prepare them to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to leaders of nations as well as United States state legislators. Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, taught the new leaders effective techniques in many aspects of their ministries, including how to prepare and establish a Bible study to elected officials, the value of discipleship and relationship building, and the importance of leading public servants toward maturity in Christ. Attending the conference were ministry leader candidates from Atlanta, Georgia, Bucharest, Romania, Columbia, South Carolina, Dover, Delaware, Lima, Peru, Montgomery, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, and Trenton, New Jersey. Also attending the conference were newly appointed ministry leaders for Civic Reach, Capital Ministries partnership with local churches to take the gospel to local elected and appointed political leaders in their communities across America. The ministry leader from Peru will be producing Capital Ministries' upcoming Spanish audio version of the weekly D.C. Bible study that Drollinger teaches in Washington, D.C. Audio versions of the weekly Bible studies are currently available in English on Capital Ministries' website, capmin.org. Print versions of the Bible studies are available for download on the website in English, Russian, Spanish, and French. Drollinger has been quoted as saying, "Having this Spanish audio resource will aid our growth in finding and training ministry leaders for the federal capitals of Central and South America. Danielle and I are grateful for our supporters and friends and ask that they join us in prayer for the success of these new ministries. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide our ministries."